We're not coming back. Okay.
Yeah.
Should I have worn my FBC creative shirt?
You should have.
I should have.
We should have bought your true dresser shirt. You haven't earned it yet. But actually, not bad.
Actually, I have to say that is at least a junior tree dresser. Like,
not bad.
Okay, good. We'll talk about that. All right. We good, Joe?
Yeah, ready?
I really want to ask about the hats, but I'll wait.
3, 2, 1. What is happening, ladies and gents, and welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray, right next to me, Stat.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's happening, brother?
Watch my head, how are you?
Living the absolute dream.
Which is another lie. Again, you do this every time.
I do it every time, but this time I'm doing it because Christmas is coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know I love Christmas, brother.
Yeah, I can tell with the tree in the corner.
Look at this beautiful
tree. She's dressed so well.
She's gorgeous. She's lovely. She's beautiful. She's been with me my whole life. Not whole life. I want to say the last 4 years. Ray's tacky life. Christmas is back. And listen, with Christmas coming up, I thought there's no way we could talk about Christmas or even get into the Christmas spirit without grabbing the two most Christmassy people on the planet and putting them on the podcast.
Yeah, good idea. Very well done.
Christy and Steph, thank you for joining us.
Yo-ho. Hey,
thank you for having us. This is quite an honor. Thank you.
You're very professional, Steph.
Quite an honor. Don't lie to us.
It's your job.
Don't lie.
Because I'm a professional tree dresser. I don't know how else.
Very professional at work and very, you know, she's my work colleague. Thank you.
Yes, yes. How many days?
Just 2 days a week.
Yeah, cool.
For two very long days.
Two very incredibly long.
we're desk mates and she loves it. She loves hanging out with me. She doesn't spray, you know, disinfect it every 5 seconds because I'm sitting next to her, but hey.
I've sent Ray home a few times as well.
Yes, he's been that's
unwell.
Good.
He says he's got no more symptoms, but he really does.
Yes, yes.
She has requested that I wear a mask to work.
Okay. Well, you know, I think that's probably for the best.
Anyway, so it's Christmas. So ladies, we decided to dress up this place Christmassy for you guys.
I'm so honored to be sitting next to this beauty.
Oh, wow. The lights.
They're Christmas now.
Don't say we. This was all you.
This is Christmas.
This was all you. Don't say we. Okay. It is Christmas lights. Don't say it was a wee idea. That was definitely your idea.
Does Nathaniel love Christmas as much as you do, right?
I love Christmas.
Do you?
Yep. Yeah, I love Christmas.
What do you love about Christmas?
I love the songs.
Oh.
Bublé, Mariah Carey.
Nice.
What are you laughing at? I love it.
Have you heard his Christmas in the Car story?
No, I haven't.
You haven't?
No, I'd love
to. So it was a Christmas day after church, and I was very in the Christmas spirit. We're hosting Christmas.
We're talking maybe. Nathaniel.
You can't see me?
Oh, this is my
maybe because of the massive rod that was in your face.
No, this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably what it was. I was coming home. I was a couple of shirts from church, and Michael Bublé Jingle Bells came on. I feel like I've nailed it. I feel like every time I sing it, I've got it perfect. So I had all windows down in the car, get to them parts, hey, whatever, I wrap it up, like that, like I'm in a concert. Look to my left, the guy's recording me like this the entire time.
Oh my goodness.
I'm like, hey, Merry Christmas, man!
You've been on Lebo Memes doing, I think that was you.
It was me.
It was me.
Yes, I was on Lebo Memes.
Have you really?
No. If I was on Lebo Memes, it wouldn't be for anything good like that. I can tell you that.
I would be so excited.
You were on Lebo Memes?
Yeah. Chris got married, we walked to the church.
Oh, yes.
That's right. Goose was on the... Oh, yeah. Ladies and gents, we got Goose in the building. And
hi,
Goose. And we got Mariana. And Joseph's recording our episode, hopefully, this time.
Not like last time, but we'll get into that.
You okay there, bud? He's fixing a camera. Something happened to a camera.
Yeah, it's right. Duck down. Yeah, well done.
There we go. Well done, sir. Yeah. Good stuff.
But yeah, no, I love Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you definitely have to come back to... Christmas choir, if you're allowed back in.
Yes, yes, we're working on it. We're working on it.
Try switch it off, switch it back on. I don't know, try something. This is what happens every time we record an episode, especially when we have guests. We try to be professional for you guys.
No, but that's okay.
And then a camera.
But our IT team is like the church IT team. It stuffs up every now and again, you know? Not too often.
We're used to it. We're really honestly used to it. So this is nothing new.
What do you mean?
Like? I actually feel like we are at church.
What do you mean like our IT team at church? It's the same guy.
You know what? That's the problem. It's the same people.
Same guy.
Actually, it goes down and it's...
We've got Juice over there and we've got Joseph there. Okay, so I've got to ask you guys, why Christmas trees? Why, like, do you just do Christmas trees? This is the tree dresser ladies. If you haven't followed them on Instagram, make sure you do so. Why Christmas trees?
Growing up, Christmas trees always brought some sort of nostalgic feeling in the home. Obviously, Christmas is important. We all know the real reason for Christmas. But there was always something about a tree that just brought this nostalgia. And I was always mesmerized by them and used to look forward to Christmas every single year. And when we started decorating trees, we realized how much we actually loved doing it and loved bringing that joy to people's homes and bringing that joy to people. And I don't know, it just became a hobby that ended up being a job.
I love that.
It started as, can you help me? Can you help me? Everyone wanted help. Everyone loved and admired our trees, wanted to know how we got it, you know, to look so lovely, so many lights. So, and then after helping 5-6 people every year for about 3 or 4 years.
Did it go for that long?
Yeah. And then,
it was a good couple.
Really?
Then it just became, we need to start a business. Let's just do it. And we did.
Dead set.
Yeah, I think it was October.
Yes.
We said, let's just do it this year.
So we got a logo made. Yep. Thanks to Kudos.
Yeah. Kudos Creative.
Made our logo for this place too. What a champion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah, we just got it happening last year. And this year, well, we have some complicated. We have shirts, but we also have some
another
obstacles.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice.
However, we still have been contacted by people, person after person, just wanting their trees done. And we didn't even push this year, so we know next year is going to be
huge. Yeah. So what's it entail? What are you guys doing? Are you just putting the tree up? You're taking it down? You fixing someone's tree? What's the go?
We can really offer any kind of service. So we can install, we can take down, we provide that service as well. We can decorate a whole home. We can decorate a part of a home. We can decorate a door. Really,
so you guys just decorate anything?
Yeah.
Basically,
we can revamp or we can start from scratch.
Yes. So if you'd like your tree dressed, for instance, this lovely lady here.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it straight out, ladies.
She needs
and
a
gents.
New outfit. This,
I'm going to make it straight. I'm going to make it very clear. This is not their doing. They had nothing to do with this.
Can you
one.
Tell?
we don't burn any type of Christmas tree, but we will happily set that on fire.
Although Star Wars, I do support.
That's very nice.
That was a gift from Angie, actually.
Yeah.
She said my tree needed a friend.
Oh, and the Star Wars bauble.
He does.
Yeah. I just needed more decorations. I don't think you needed a friend. I think you just needed more decorations.
Look at it. Anyway, they had nothing to do with it.
If you called us for this lovely lady here and said, I need some help. I have some decorations and I have a tree.
Uh-huh.
But what would you do? What would you do for me? I'd tell you, throw her in the bin.
Okay.
Yep. Wise.
And just leave it to us.
And leave it to us. Idea. We'll help you pick a tree. We'll tell you how many lights you buy, or we can do it all for you.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, the free advice, guys. Take this. Take it. No, free listen, advice.
Send you the invoice at the end of the year.
Steph was awesome, and she helped me with my actual tree, and we'll put that up so that the ladies and gentlemen can see it. She gave me a lot of advice, and she helped me know how to put together a proper tree. And I have to say, it looks phenomenal. Chris,
not
you
bad,
saw it.
Not bad.
You did really well, Ray.
For a tree on a budget, not bad.
Right?
Not bad at all.
So I got a question. So you kind of took my question. I was going to say you guys are the tree dressers, but you're also the tree undressers. That's what the joke I was going to make. A little bit cheeky. But I wanted to ask, so when do you guys start actually doing the trees and stuff? Like, when do you start that process? Is that like October?
October is our kickoff.
Okay, cool. And when does that go till?
Usually end of November. So, right. We could do our last client beginning of December, but generally we'd like to have everything up and done.
So you guys don't do a last minute tree?
First week of December, yes. Yeah, last year we did.
Okay.
Yeah. But after that, it's pretty much over.
It's done, yeah.
That's bad.
Very interesting. That's very interesting. I was under the impression you did it through to like, are you undressed as well? It's like maybe January, Feb.
Well, we do. We usually go back for takedown service.
Ah.
Yeah.
It's not an undressing service, Nathaniel. It's takedown service.
That's what we call it.
Hey, look, if just spend the words, you want to throw an idea, you come to show undresses for January, February. Hey. I'll send you my invoice later.
It's a different shirt. It's a different company. The tree dresses and the tree undresses. It works.
But it's only for the tree.
Double the income.
Thank you.
Yes, just the tree.
Professional.
Yeah. What are we doing? Of course. Yeah.
It's very professional. It's very cute. Yes.
It is cute. Yeah.
Lovely shirt.
Oh, yes.
Wow, what's going on in the back
of the
shirt?
Christy, would you like to stand up and show us the back of me?
Yes, you're so cute.
Oh, look at that.
Ah.
Full logo. That's pro.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So in our reels.
Mike. There we go.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry. our upcoming reels.
Back in.
In the upcoming reels we have coming, you'd see this lovely logo.
Yeah.
So
you got reels coming up now?
Yeah, we do.
You guys are getting full professional.
Yeah, we have four, marketing. I think between tomorrow and next week. We have 4 trees.
So it's getting a bit. We can't even showcase all of our work because it's so hard to constantly edit in between actually putting trees.
It's the hardest part. It is. I think the best thing for you guys to do so that you don't have to do anything is just do one of those, what's it called? Time lapses. Put the camera in the corner and just time lapse the thing.
Mm. Well, funny story. We did that at our last job.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, the phone moved a little bit, so the tree was kind of cut out of the video, and you don't notice until the end.
Yeah.
So we were all excited. We went to look at our reel, and it's missing half of a tree.
Yep. Yeah. So now you know what it's like to film a podcast every week.
We should just come and ask Joe for some help. He seems to be really.
Hey, if you want if you want a video with zero sound, he's your guy.
We actually really do. We don't need this. We don't want the screaming children in the background. No. Where's my tree?
Okay, so what's your scope? Like, what are we doing here? Are we doing like large trees, small trees? Are we doing a full deck out of a house? Like, how do you guys gauge all that?
It's really whatever the client wants. Mm. So some people are Christmas crazy, and some people are quite conservative and just want a tree. Or it's their first year decorating, so some people are like, oh, I think a tree is fine. But we've had a few clients that have, you know, asked us to come back, and they start off with just a tree, and by the end of, you know, 2023, their whole house is completely decked out. So
that's bad. Mm.
It's pretty cool.
It is. It's actually a wonderful time.
They're doing a wreath for me.
Yeah.
So did you see how big the door is?
Yes.
It's the first thing Christy said. She's like, what a lovely door.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait. Very nice door. Knowing me, I'll drop it.
Why don't you get your parents a door like that too?
What do you mean? They're upstairs.
Goose was asking if we do mistletoes. And
Hey,
listen, mistletoe. If you guys do mistletoe, I'll just get a lining the roof, Goose. We'll just line the roof with it.
All right, we could do special orders, but I don't know how successful that will be. But we'll give it a crack.
So do you guys get photos of like the person's like probably should be a question, but if say you're not just doing the tree but you're kind of doing like a whole like fit out, right? Do you get photos of the person's like living room and all that, or you kind of just rock up and suss it out on the go and just
we consult with our clients beforehand. Are in person, some are over the phone, some are via Zoom, so we get to see the house, of course.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, let's take us through a client. Let's say you wanted to do a tree for my place, you wanted to do a tree for this corner here. Okay, even though it's got a great tree, doesn't need one.
We can't improve on perfection.
That's exactly right. I love the fact that Chris... Say it again.
Sorry, brother.
Yes. Maybe this tree is confused, honestly. Yeah, we don't know.
And its child is confused too.
I'm very happy that Chris is sitting next to it because she is fuming.
I can feel the steam coming off her.
Look, she's cute.
And for someone that is so...
that's how you really feel.
For someone that is so creative and like decoration heavy, it makes me very happy you're sitting next to it because I know it messes with you. And I also have the photo for the rest of my life. I'm going to crop it out. That will be your new, you know, TP.
Well done.
You see how good that is? Joseph missed it.
Joseph, you want to do that again?
No, you didn't.
Do it again.
So we just repeat it.
Joe. What? Happy bit, one job.
I was putting the subscribe.
Put the camera on, Chris.
What a busy man.
All right, the other one.
You can't see her.
The other one. She's hidden. There we go.
Hey.
I
love that, like 5 minutes ago.
This guy.
There we go. Right. Now we got it.
Say it again, Ray.
Okay, so.
Yes.
All right, so. This corner, you wanted to put a tree in it.
Okay.
What's your process? How are you charging the client? How are you doing the door? You come in for a quote.
How tall would you like your tree?
To hit the roof or just under the roof. Right. So let's say 1.8.
Right. Okay. So we charge basically per foot. So foot is 30 centimeters.
30 centimeters. About 30 centimeters.
I didn't know that. There you go. Yes.
Neither did I. Google helped me with that one.
Nice. Okay.
So a 5 foot tree. For us to come in, decorate your tree, and light your tree for you would be $500. That's how you go, $100 a foot. And that is full lighting, full deco. That is providing that you're giving us the deco. If you'd like us to buy the deco for you, you can say, oh, I want a lovely tinsel style tree. I'll bite my fist.
Well done.
So, you know, you tell us your scope. The vision that you have, and we will make recommendations. We can buy the decorations for you, and bring them to you, but we'll charge a commission and a sourcing fee for us running around. Yeah. Or if you say, oh, I have everything, then I'll tell you, send me a video of what you have so we can gauge
how busy it's
where we're
be.
Going. And then we'll recommend to you, can you get a couple more of this or a couple more of that? And that way, we're prepared.
Okay, so you guys basically go to every spectrum of the client's need.
Yes, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay, and is that including the tree or do they have to provide the tree as well?
Well, they'll have to provide their tree.
Beautiful.
We can help source a tree. We can buy the tree for them. But at the end of the day, if, you know, a tree is something you have to kind of choose for yourself.
Yeah, sure. Very personal. I wouldn't have to see it.
Yeah, I wouldn't want someone picking my Christmas tree. There's so many different varieties. You know, you want a pre-lit tree, no problem, but it's not as full. It has that very piney American look, which is lovely, but it's not a full look. So, you know, it's difficult choosing a tree for a family. I know you want to laugh, but there are so many trees.
This is the first time I'm hearing that there are so many trees.
Do you like Nathaniel didn't even know that there was a flocked pine tree?
You know what a flocked tree is?
Nope.
That's what Ray has in front, where it has little tips of white snow.
It's kind of like your beard, but with white tips.
I have like one trim of white hair. She can say
it's like it is your flock.
They're educational too. They're educational.
This is very good.
This is good. Okay.
The only tree on your wall is a cedar tree. That's all I need.
Yeah. So you guys.
And the mango tree and you know, the fruit trees.
Plenty of other trees out there.
Well, I'm glad. We can't have like mango trees and stuff as my Christmas tree. That'd be a bit chaotic.
So what type of tree is a Christmas tree?
Yeah, it would be a bit out of control.
What type of tree is a Christmas tree?
A Christmas pine?
Yeah, I mean,
you know what? Lucky, lucky
coniferous
it was called
trees
a Christmas
generally.
Tree.
Mm.
Sorry?
They're called coniferous trees. C-O-N-I-F-E-R.
I thought you said carnivorous
like
tree.
Conifers.
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 Conifers,
right?
Okay.
There's a lot of variety. You can get really skinny, tall ones. You can get, you know, wide ones, fat ones, ones that have like levels,
like
space. Levels, space.
I was going to say, this feels like a Dr. Seuss book.
Yeah. I think I can write a book on trees for Dr. Seuss.
Why not? Okay. Maybe the tree book.
Yeah,
we're actually branching out into that next year. Thanks, Nat. For
hey, thank you. Invoice coming. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They really are. Goose, you look like a book type. A book type.
Yeah, it's. That's right.
I can read. It's very hard.
You choose not to.
You choose not to read.
I don't have the attention span.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's
Dr.
almost
Seuss the same. Dr. Seuss is great for people with very low attention span.
Yeah.
Because, the rhymes will keep you engaged.
We also provide tutoring lessons for children that can't read.
So with the layout, so to do like a normal Christmas tree, say it was like a 1.8, for example, conifer tree, me flying.
Nice, you've been listening.
Hey, what can I say? Can I ask, is it in that one particular visit that you do it, or it just depends on?
One visit.
You do everything in the one visit?
We'll do it in one visit. We have to just be prepared. We need time to organize ourselves. Talk to the client, work out what budget they want, the lighting that they want, the color scheme. If we need to come and see your home, if you told me I want garlands on my staircase, I want a wreath for this area, I want something over my fireplace, that's a different level. That's a high-end residential customer.
Yep.
We would probably do a call-out visit, measure, do all of that. If it was someone that we know who says, oh...
Mate's right.
So we try not to do that anymore, but... You know, we
Did
can say measure the banisters for me or, you know,
we
go from there.
So you said that you have high-end clients. Can I ask you, would Nathaniel be considered a high-end client?
Look, don't judge a book by...
Don't
judge a book by its cover.
Don't throw her under the bus. You laugh straight away.
Thank you, Steph.
He is. That's friends. What I said. Don't judge a book by its cover.
You judge way too quickly, but... high-end client.
Well, you didn't know what a Christmas tree was. You didn't know what to categorize.
Now.
You didn't know what flocked was. That's an important word with Christmas trees.
Chris.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Life is about learning.
I should have come prepared. we should have come very prepared. I'm coming with questions on the fly here. I wouldn't be considered a high-end client.
Look, if you told me I want a Star Wars tree. If you said to us,
that's down stats.
Okay,
but yeah, for example,
example,
sure.
That's something that we would love to do because, for instance, it's not a typical.
It's very personal to you.
It's personal, but it's fun.
Yeah, see, this is the part that weirded me out because I'm a classic Christmas guy. Yeah. I just like classic Christmas.
Classic
don't change anything for me, but you guys do some crazy trees.
Really?
like do. I think the one that always stands out to me is your Dr. Seuss treat. The one with all the twirly things.
Oh, that is fab. Yes. That
sorry,
was a
I
lot
call it
fun.
That. I don't know if that's the name of it.
No,
but
yeah, it's a family
it
with
does
a lot of
look
kids.
Like that, yeah. So and I feel like the children, a lot of the times when people do have children, like I have three boys, so I try and do my tree at home for the children.
Mm-hmm.
They love fun things. I feel like they would hate just pine cones and...
Yeah. So do you guys change your themes every year for your personal trees?
I have the past few years. Christy did as well.
Last year I decided to take over the tree. So the tree was mine.
Her children cried every night because they couldn't decorate the tree.
They got it.
It's my tree! Back off my tree!
You don't even give them a little mercy tree.
I gave them a lovely stick tree and they enjoyed putting their decorations on it, but they weren't allowed to. They weren't allowed to touch it. Oh, their tree was a bit nicer than this.
I'm sick of the tree abuse. It's beautiful.
She's lovely. I told you.
Okay.
She's very nice.
Yeah, your backhanded compliments are full on, lady.
Tree dresser, tree undresser, tree abusers. I love that. It's fantastic. Look at us, sort of fun. Not me.
Everything.
So don't you think that it takes away... Okay, so this is a question that I had when I first heard you guys did the tree dressing thing. Doesn't it take away from the family feel of putting up a tree together?
It doesn't.
It doesn't? Okay.
Because some families just need help.
Okay? Yeah, that's
fair. Why'd you ask a question like that? Look how personal that is. What's wrong with you?
No. What we have actually done for one of our clients is we've done, assembled the tree, we've lit the tree, we've put a lot of, details on the tree, but we've left a few special ornaments for the children to do themselves.
That's
the
really cool.
And they love that because I feel like they feel like it's part of it. When really they did nothing, getting the joy of decorating the tree.
You make them feel like they did something.
We do.
Yeah.
Nice. It's all about the kids.
Like when my kids help me with the tree, and then they go to bed and I have a radar. So whatever decorations they put, I know that has to move, that has to move.
The whole time she's literally like this.
I'm like, yes, put it there. Sure. They turn.
I've seen this doesn't just exclude adults. I've seen this in action. So Steph and Christy do our creative stuff at church, like they decorate stuff and all that.
Yep.
And Steph was helping decorate the stage for TNS. And I thought to myself as we were doing things, I thought, what are the odds Christy comes in and just starts moving everything? The very next day, Christy came in. This massive bench that was on the side was now in the middle. It was the focal point. She moved this from there. Yeah, Chris is very particular.
It's fantastic.
We spent all day doing that, but yeah,
it took us 8 hours.
We really did.
And then she moved all within 15 minutes. Yeah, all done. All gone.
They did the foundation, which is what we wanted.
She actually you guys did a great job.
They did a great job. I didn't change that much.
Moving.
Great job, but I'll move everything.
It hurt. It did not. That's okay.
It looks beautiful, except for the 95% that you put in the wrong place.
Remember the rat? The dead rat?
We pulled out some hay.
Yeah.
And they were in bags. Yep. And Steph was so scared that there was going to be cockroaches and whatever. And I'm like, Steph, relax. It's just hay. What is there going to be? Neck minute, one of the girls starts screaming. There's a dead rat in the middle of the hay.
It was so flat. It was the flattest rat I've ever seen. Well, it must have been really.
Well, Ray was right. You didn't have to worry about the cockroaches.
No.
Right?
Just the rats.
Don't worry about the rats.
Actually, Christy has a cockroach phobia.
I do.
She sprays her Christmas tree when she gets it out of storage.
And leave it outside.
Leaves it outside and sprays it with fly spray to kill any bugs that may have crawled into the tree. So she's also pest control.
We have tree dressing. We have tree undressing. We have education.
Tree pest control.
Tree pest control. And tree
control. We are it.
And we have had clients who have trees that have over 12,000 lights. So I would say we could be electricians as well.
Honestly, yeah.
Because that's all it takes to be an electrician.
Rewind.
Yeah.
12,000 lights.
Just plug in.
12,000?
12,000.
That's a lot of lights.
12,000.
12,000.
How? The tree?
Yeah, on a tree.
Just for a tree?
This tree.
2.7, 2.... Yeah. Between 2.7 and 3-meter tree, yeah.
They lighten up the neighborhood?
12,000 lights.
Because they're just so magical when they're lit. Honestly, it really is all about the lights.
Far out.
Interesting. I just came up with a game. Goose, can you do me a favor? Yes. Can you look up 10 different trees and I want them I want them to score them out of 10. That's a great idea. I just thought of that.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
That's a good game, Ray.
Yeah, I can't believe I didn't think of that earlier. Anything you want. You think they're nice, and then we'll get them to... Christmas trees. No, Christmas trees. Not species of trees, buddy.
Oh, you've gone to the next level, Goose. That's really good.
It's a Fraser tree.
But what's the most important tree?
Conifer tree.
You've been listening.
Of course. But also the cedar tree. Lebanon. You know what I mean? Of course. So I've got a question for you. Do you... So I know that if I had a tree up and I got you guys to come set up a tree, personally, I would never take it down all year round.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's just the... Apart from the fact that I'm very lazy and I wouldn't want to take it down.
That's
fair. I like it just sitting... Like, I'd like it if it was sitting in my house all year round. Do you like that as well? Do you like the fact that it just sits around... Or year round?
It's beautiful. That's why we try and do them so early, so we can appreciate them for a longer period of time.
How early is too early?
That's a good question.
For me, that's...
It's never.
No.
Thank you.
Never.
Okay.
It's true. I would put my tree up in September and leave it up till April.
So I put mine up in October.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive.
Beginning of October. I got blasted left and right, saying way too early this day. I go, why?
Tell us who they were.
We'll find them.
We'll rat them out. Man, I'm seeing Christmas carols in January.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Like, well,
Christmas
all year
just
round.
Finished. So.
Hey?
Christmas just finished in January, so you would.
Well, technically December.
Have you ever been to Carols in the Domain?
No.
We did go see Christmas lights in the Hunter Valley once. Was it Hunter Valley? We went?
Okay.
Yeah.
We ran around and walked around.
So we ran, we went up to the Hunter Valley to go take a look at their big lights display.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous. Mm. Phenomenal. It's like, an acreage, is that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Acreage.
We got up there and they closed.
Oh my goodness.
We had like maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Max, and they wouldn't let us in. And so this guy, me, we're all frustrated. We're like, we drove 2 hours for nothing.
You didn't check the closing time?
We did. We just stopped for Macca's a little too long.
Barely first.
So we were like, you know what? We walked through the exit.
We snuck in.
And we went around the entire thing all by ourselves. Yep.
And you didn't get thrown out?
No. And there was a area, it was massive. It was the 12 Days of Christmas song. And we stood there for a solid 5 minutes and sang the entire song. Like,
it was pretty cool. Oh, there were lots of going off and that was pretty sick.
Do you want to give us a demo? No?
Give us a little I'm not gonna lie, I don't know all the words, that's why. Yeah, I don't know all the words.
We don't have true loves to give us those presents over the 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, I hope this Christmas you do get your true love.
Thank you, Steph. Thank you so much. And if I don't, I'm coming for you. I'm letting it up. I'm coming for you.
Why did that sound like an ad for an app?
Yeah, I know.
Or something like that. This Christmas, you get your true love.
I don't know. You joined Smooth 95.3.
Well, you also give relationship advice.
I can tell. Yes. Yes. Well done.
The tree advisors.
The tree advisors. Gotcha. Love it.
So Joseph's going to put these trees up on the screen. Not now because we don't have that technology.
Oh.
But for the humans,
for
the people that are watching.
This is a very low budget podcast, guys. Staff. This is going to be crazy. We're not Joe Rogan.
Honestly, it's more than I expected. So
we'll take it.
I'll do it one by one.
Easy. All right, this is tree one. Goose, what did you rate tree one?
I would say a good 7.
7 out of 10. What do you rate that?
There's a lot of candy canes happening.
Yeah.
I'd say it's about...
Sounds like
7.5.
Seven and a half. See, I'd give that like a 5.5 because I don't like how boring it looks.
Boring it looks?
Yeah. All right.
It sounds red and white, clean.
Oh, okay. So it actually looks like a real...
Do you see the judge?
I love it. No, it's fantastic.
It actually looks like a real Christmas tree.
Okay.
It's the tree itself is beautiful.
Okay.
It is. Tree itself is nice. What kind of tree is it? Quiz time.
Definitely an American pine.
Yeah. Well done, Steph. Look at you.
All right, Goose, tree connoisseur. Tree two. What was your rating for tree two?
I like tree two. I'll give it an 8.
Circusy.
Circusy.
That's definitely not tree two. That's your husband.
That's a nice tree.
That's a 10.
That's a 6'4" tree.
Hey!
Well done.
Or Alex. The big Lexo.
The 6.4 is just in the nose. Anyway,
no.
Tree number two.
That's our friend Alex, but that's not nice. That's our friend.
I apologize. Okay, tree two.
Okay, they obviously ran away and didn't finish it.
Joe, you need to make sure that the camera is on her reaction every time because it is unbelievable. That is gold.
I'm loving it for me.
But these aren't even these aren't real lights. These
are
it's fake.
Oh.
Sorry. So that's a fake tree.
This is, yeah.
We don't do
Can fake I see it? That is easily 1.2 out of 10. That
yeah. Doesn't even have a star up top.
You see, there's something about a tree with just lights that's fabulous.
Gorgeous. Yes.
But that's
pathetic.
That's shameful. Okay.
Goose, what did you give this one, buddy? Tree 3.
You gave it a 10.
Wow, Goose, I'm expecting.
I want to throw this tree out of
wall. Yeah, that.
Because you just know that this parent thinks their kid is top crap, but they're not.
No. This is actually. I think this frustrates me.
Yeah.
I want to say that your tree is better, but I don't want to say that your tree is better.
Oh, wow.
It must be bad.
It's shocking.
That.
See?
That. See? What an annoying kid.
See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, I ride a horse.
But I understand
that kid's annoying. That is a straight
nothing like the Christmas
can
spirit.
I just say we're on par with this
How good is that? We're learning.
Look at us.
Okay, tree five. Okay, what did you get? So wait, Goose, you gave 10 out of 10 for tree four.
Three. Yeah.
You love three.
Goose would love to be recognized like that at home.
Goose, do you have a lot of medals at home? Sorry, one medals on the tree.
I love the condescending tone.
I don't like this.
I really like tree.
Not a fan of this. It's just too, like.
It's too white.
It's too white, and it's
that's
too.
That's not very
like,
appropriate. We'll pick these.
With the racist jokes, she's learning.
Next thing on my tongue was very, 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 very like. Very good, but I can't say on the podcast. I'd say it's maybe a 5.5.
This is pretentious.
Pushing a 5.75.
This is pretentious for me. It's 3.
Okay.
I think I have. I'm gonna guess what you've. It's probably a glassy.
No.
Oh. No, I love glass.
Close though.
I do, but you said pretentious.
Mm.
Oh. Oh no. That is. I've just had a baby girl.
Hold on.
That's silly.
So that's Christy's tree next year.
No, I don't mind it. It's the nicest of the ones you've just shown.
So like 5.75 is like pretty.
It's a bit no, it still gets a 5. Plain 5. No 0.75. That's over halfway.
I'd just like to remind the audience that these are trees that Goose thinks are phenomenal.
That's what worries me the most.
Yeah, so I'm very concerned about the next 6. Was it 10 trees?
I wonder what you'd give our trees then.
Okay, this. It's better, but I still don't like it. I'll give it a 4.
Are we looking at the tree or looking at the entire roof?
No, just the tree. The chandelier, I give a 10 out of 10. That's phenomenal.
The chandelier.
I'm going to swing.
No, that was peachy.
Yeah, look, I don't know. I'd say about a... It's so bulky. I don't know. Yeah. About like a 5?
Yeah, I'm going 5. No,
like the yellow.
Yeah, it's just...
How to get around it.
Doesn't work for me.
Oh, okay.
The lighting is better than the other trees.
Yeah.
However,
no.
Not a big fan of those ribbons, no.
Yeah, cool.
So yeah, it was the ribbons.
It's
that
a
was
bit
the
too
issue.
Chunky.
Yeah, okay.
They're a bit chunky, but
Goose,
funky.
What was your score for that one?
5? Yeah, probably a 7.
A 7? Yeah, I heard it. Okay, 6? This is a hoarder's tree.
Oh,
number 6 is a hoarder's
tree. We like
tree.
Hoarders.
Cars.
That
did you find every pop in your house and put it on the tree?
That's a solid 0.
That
for
is
me.
Yeah, no, nah, that
That's
is
a solid.
Bam, bam.
Zero.
Oh,
whoa,
yeah,
that is muggers.
Yeah, thank you. Yes,
that's muggers in the tree.
Yes,
it's a bit rainbow.
Oh,
that
my
is
goodness.
That is like how to get central right there.
Yes.
That's no good.
Oh, lots of light happening there.
All right, 2 more.
Thank the Lord.
You're an idiot.
Right. I have no comment. I just want their opinion.
Come on, get me off.
Yeah.
Look, don't laugh.
Oh.
People in America, it's a thing to hang trees from the ceiling. Yeah.
Now that you've told me this, it makes me even more angry.
We can't work together anymore.
Makes me even. You know why? You can just tell.
Sorry, I'm American. You know.
You can tell. It's. She said Americans do it. It's a rich person thing. These rich Americans that are like, I'm artsy.
I have so many trees hanging
from
the ceiling.
Yeah,
why? That's silly.
Okay, last one.
Just saying, my mom did it in her store last year.
Oh, it's such a nice tree.
I love it
when they hang them upside down. They're gorgeous.
I think it's amazing. They were magical.
But I'm guessing the whole room would have been nice. So I wouldn't have been too angry.
She's an interior designer, so I think.
Hey, well then that's 10 out of 10.
That makes so much sense now. She's an interior designer.
It's in the bloodline. Yeah, it
really is. Okay. So it's Trinidadian.
Well, I am American, but yeah.
Are you?
Is that your last tree?
Yeah, I got one more. I got one more coming, but you're American. Since when?
I've born in America. Miami? Yeah, Florida. My passport's US.
Shut the gate.
I've spent my entire life experiencing Christmas in the US, Canada, and Trinidad. So Australian Christmas was a big shock for me. When I first got here, everything was...
She just can't handle Santa blue. On the Barbie. It just doesn't...
Yeah, Santa with a surfboard and a board shorts. It was not going well for me.
As much as I love Christmas, I can't stand Santa.
No.
He's just a fat white guy.
He really is.
Got enough fat Lebos on his phone, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the whole concept is very odd.
Yeah, go sit on some random white guy's lap.
Yeah, and then the whole cookies and milk situation and coming through the chimney.
He comes into the house.
Come and sit here. I can't afford a chimney. Should I either, bro? That's going to come through front door. It's boring.
Yeah,
I know.
And then you got, and then he gets cookies.
I know. Because he doesn't even bring the presents.
He's fake.
He
drinks
milk. Why can't I stay up hang out with him while he's having cookies and milk? Why do I have to be asleep?
Oh, I have to be asleep. That's creepy, man.
When you think about it, it is very creepy.
Because
it's
think about
random
it,
in your home
you went
night.
To, if you went to bed when you had guests over as a teenager, your mum would have shot you.
It's true. That's really rude.
Yeah. Imagine,
Were you ever allowed to have Santa things in your home?
Nah. Mm. Nah, it's idol worship. That's all we got though. No, you're worshipping the tree. I'm not worshipping the tree. It just looks nice in my damn house. But apparently I'm not allowed. So that's why I haven't had a tree up yet. But hey, when I get my house and I get a tree, I'm calling
you. You know who you're calling.
Tree dresses, tree undresses. I'm getting the whole lot, the whole package. And tree advisors, I have to.
Let's do the last tree. This is the best one you've sent, but it's still disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not.
Actually, it's not the best one you've sent.
Yeah, it's not the best one you've sent.
Hey, haram for whoever you marry, man, because she's going to have some really bad trees in her house.
I don't know
how to
do a tree. Oh, it's
true. Well, it's just lights in a tree, happy bit. Like, it's not that hard. Yeah, look. No, just at the tree? No. Yeah, I'm going to say about a four
Listen,
and a half.
Listen, it will cure. It will
are these your dream this. Trees, or are they just trees that you've just really liked?
Did you top your top 10 ugliest trees? Huh? Did you type your top 10 ugliest trees by any chance?
Can I ask, are you trying to cure blindness with this tree? Because that's what this tree will do.
Oh, it sounds like we might like, oh.
Oh, okay.
I like this tree.
Yeah.
No, I don't love the tree, but I don't really,
just to make
I don't,
sure.
I don't mind this tree. It's one of the best ones, but there's not enough ornaments. Yeah, there's not enough ornaments on it. I don't like those... meshy things.
Yeah, imagine looking at that tree in your living room.
It needs ornaments on it.
It is a little bit bright. It's a treat for the ears and the eyes.
It's also the photo. Lights don't look like
that. Are you just one-liner, Steph?
Steph, I didn't know you were also a comedian on the side.
I practiced so many one-liners. I'm just so happy I've ticked them off my list.
The tree comedy.
That's no good. I'm not
it's tree comedy. That's what it is. So, without being silly, and I'll probably have seen some of the trees that you've done. Do you guys have trees that you can show us right now that we can look at and be like, these are 10 out of 10?
Do you not follow them on
Ray,
social
have
media?
You got
I do, but I don't want to be on my phone during the podcast. Yeah.
Exactly. We do. Mm-hmm. We're called the tree dresser. Funny enough.
So Joseph's going to work his magic here and he's going to bring it up on the screen and it's going to go.
Oh.
Yep.
It's funny. Every tree that we do, we leave there saying, this is my new favorite tree. Don't we do that?
Really?
Because we just love them all so much.
Yeah. This is out of control. This is mad.
Ooh. That's actually a client you know.
Oh yeah,
that is
Bobby's.
Yeah. Bobby's tree, and then
what the reindeer?
That is nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's quality. Cool.
Yeah,
we literally just try and bring their vision to life. I think because they all have a specific.
Well, they did exactly that. My
that's
tree.
Timmy Manor's tree.
There you go. But I'm there.
So, for instance, that's a smaller tree compared to Emily's. Not as much gold, not as much, but it's a different look. Every tree is a different vibe.
Okay.
It has to suit the family. It has to suit the home.
I love this one.
The elves?
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
This is sick.
That's cute. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, I love it. I like it. It's very
fun.
Different.
The kids very love that fun. One.
I should follow your Instagram page.
I'm just surprised you don't already.
Yeah. I'm ashamed. A little bit ashamed, eh?
Oh yeah. How's following Have a Chat with Ray and Stat?
I do.
Yeah, you do. Of course she does. You don't, know she, don't you see the notification Steph K likes your reel? Which one's quiet? I'm sorry. I'm
Even
sorry.
If I haven't watched it, I still like it.
I'm sorry. Just to Thank support you. You. Thank you.
So 95% of our audience doesn't actually watch it, but likes it anyway.
But hey, we can't be smashing that. At least she's liking it. Thank you.
Does Jordan like them?
No.
Oh.
No, he doesn't. Jordan gave her a big earful for coming onto the podcast.
Jordan?
He did.
But he also came onto the podcast, so correct. I don't know what he's giving an earful about.
That's what Ray said. So just ignore
what a... He's a tree himself, though, Jordan. He's just a tree himself. We shouldn't decorate him. Would you decorate him by a bit? As like a little bit of my crown? Because every Christmas, when I come to church... I actually dye my beard green and red, and I put baubles in them that I found on eBay.
Yeah,
honestly, Christy could really transform your beard.
All right, done. I'm growing it out till Christmas.
But is it a challenge to leave next week?
Oh.
Challenge accepted. I think we really should.
Sure.
All right, done.
I'm dress pretty your sure beard. I have a photo.
Yep.
We'll send you a quote.
The tree beard dresses.
That's nice. I like the hat.
Daniel, that is.
Show me.
That is scary.
Yeah, it's mad. Half half.
Tell us the colour scheme and we'll come back with a design.
I'm not going to lie. Christmas colours. Green, red.
We'll go Grinch.
Okay.
Grinch?
Yes.
Yeah.
We could
I'm not even joking. I'm full down. I'm so down for this. All right. Done.
Christy is not down whatsoever.
She's on maternity leave. That's why.
Christy's about to go on the
if
way
If there was
home.
A time she could go on maternity leave, it is now.
She's about to have a conversation with Steph on the way home. Be like, what
no,
are you
gonna
agreeing
say,
to?
You know you're on your own for this one, right?
That's fine. Well, obviously, because you were going on maternity.
Yeah,
apart from that, you'd be there.
I'll be 100%.
Of course.
Yep.
I'm very excited, by the way.
I'll do some cornrows in there too. You know, like the
oh, yes.
That'll be
plait it.
Do you mind if we wire it, though, with a bit of electricity?
No
you'll be okay.
No problem. Set me on fire. No problem. Then I go crazy. I don't care.
Powerbang?
Yeah, really? Powerbang?
Straight through the back of my head. What's happening?
Just plug it in.
We have battery operated.
This is way more chaotic than I thought it was going to be.
I'm actually very, very excited.
So am I. I know Chris.
You can use the wire ones, you know, the wire ones.
I'll just twist it around his very
soft
beard.
The battery pack is very small for those, so you can actually.
I'll make sure it's shampooed and conditioned prior, and then we'll.
Please do. It has to be fluffy and full.
Oh, of course, we'll not.
And douse it in hand sanitizer, just for Steph's sake.
Of course.
I'll be wearing gloves, don't worry.
Oh, now I'm offended.
That would be double gloves.
Yeah, there might be they'll flatten rats inside my beard.
We actually wear gloves at every job because the tree itself cuts
yeah. Steph
arms.
Wears gloves when she's typing on the keyboard at work.
This is not about what I do at work.
This isn't Steph Slander.
This is not.
Oh, great segment, by the way, Steph Slander. We can bring that another time, but this isn't Steph Slander.
I'll come back for my weird work habits, but for today.
She was on a holiday for 2 weeks?
Oh, so we continue the Steph Slander. I apologize again. I'm really sorry.
The first day she came back. All I saw was the disinfectant come out, and she sprayed it about 37 times, and white scrubbed. I've never seen someone scrub so hard.
That is unbelievable.
Never be too careful.
That's good preaching. You know what? I heard some sermons on the weekend, but that is good preaching. Let me tell you, convicting right here. Good stuff. Hey, listen, I'm not being quiet anymore, but I'm still the funniest person you know.
That sense of
you assist. Really are.
What can I say?
Sometimes Jordan makes jokes, but they're not.
Yeah, we like to think. He's like, oh, number one. I can't take it easy. You're number one tool, but that's you take it easy.
See, just look at it in the screen. It works perfectly. Like the star behind the A in Have a Chat.
Because I'm not going to lie.
It does
I just looked at the tree from that angle. Mm. That is disgusting.
Honestly.
Yeah, you poor bloke.
If you just maybe open the branches a bit.
No, it's all about that.
There's absolutely nothing you can do to salvage
that. Maybe if you open the branches and then pick it up and put it in the bin, that'd be a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I don't appreciate the abuse.
Well, we had a moment of theft slander, and now it's...
Well, the candy canes aren't up yet. Every year I put candy canes up around the house.
Oh, okay. Don't forget... Don't forget the mistletoe for...
Of course, for Goose.
Yeah.
Goosey.
Yeah, it's true. It'd be weird if it happened for you this year, and it's for Goose. That's a little odd. Unless it comes and crashes here like 3 times a week after the mistletoe's up, then.
Why is he coming to kiss me with the mistletoe up?
That's what I said.
I didn't say kiss.
That's what mistletoe's for.
I understand. I know what it's for, mate.
Are you sure?
I didn't say you're coming 3 times a week to kiss you, you weirdo.
That's the point of the mistletoe.
I understand, but he's not going to sleep with you 3 times a week to kiss you. That's weird.
Enough about me.
Goose, just come on, mate.
We just want Bruce's dreams to come true this Christmas.
Yes. Of course, thank you. Yes, yes. I won't be here to make your dreams come true, though. That's okay.
How many more one-liners do you have in the bank?
I'm trying to think. Do I have any left? I think I've used them all. Damn.
Okay, so if someone wants to get in contact with you guys, get a tree going, what's the go? What are they doing?
Christy?
Phone, text, fax, carry the pigeon.
Instagram.
Yep.
Yep. And we have our email there. And from Instagram, we'll exchange contact numbers and go from
Instagram
there.
Is up on the screen as we speak. Make sure you Instagram these lovely ladies because they will get your tree looking phenomenal.
And your beards. Don't forget about that. And your beards. Where the camera is.
Only the lucky ones.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Okay, can we... I want to switch it a little bit. Is that cool? I want to take it away from Christmas.
It's our podcast, mate. We can do whatever we want. I'm very upset this whole thing isn't going to go up.
I'm so upset.
Just FYI. Joe, just quick side note. Joe, if you didn't record this, bismillah.
Oh, my goodness.
I am coming for you. Anyway.
So context for that, we recorded a hour episode with a mate of ours, Danny Charman. And we were very happy with a very funny episode. And then when we went to go edit it, we realized Joseph forgot to click unmute.
Oh, dear.
So it was a great podcast, but it was just
did
us.
Did you repeat
there.
It again or it was over?
Oh, we're trying to organize him to come back so we can repeat it.
He's probably like, no, I'm never going back there. They're so unprofessional.
Yeah. So we about a week to tell the big fella because I just kept forgetting. I was like, hey, also, remember when you came around? Yeah, look, you got to come around again. We didn't unmute it. But change it up, please, our podcast.
Yes, anyway, so I wanted to ask. I wanted to give some insight into what's happening at church with you guys and the creative team. Because I don't know if you noticed that, because you've been in Melbourne.
Yeah.
But our church has stepped it up hard in regards to decorations and decor.
Okay.
Like, it's no longer someone random saying, oh, this would look nice there. It's a full production. It looks sick. It's looking mad. What's the go with the creative team? Give us some backstory. Give us some detail.
What would you like to know?
Christy is the creative team.
How did the creative team
manager
start?
Yes.
How did the creative team come about?
It was last year around Christmas time. Mm-hmm. We realized there was actually a void ministry, and I felt like it was something that for a long time it kind of been discussed. Mm-hmm. There really wasn't an official ministry team that did all of the decorating. I mean, a lot of people helped out, but it was never official. Mm. And I think last Christmas you were approached.
Yes, after Christmas. I was approached and asked if I would be interested in being a ministry leader for a creative team and to think about it and think of who I would select to be on my team to help with major events, TNS. Mm.
Christmas. You know,
yes, Christmas
missions
and
conference,
so on.
Things like
missions
that.
Missions conference, etc. Yeah. And I thought about it and I spoke to a few of the other ladies at church who were interested and they thought it was great and I said yes. And so far it's been awesome.
She just spoke to the ladies, by the way. Just the ladies.
Ladies and Ray.
Ladies and Ray.
Because Ray's on our
honorary
team.
Honorary member.
I have a shirt.
He has a shirt.
I have a shirt.
But
it's disappointing.
But it's a closed ministry.
Nathaniel, I'll get you one.
So
because it's also a pretty difficult ministry. I mean you call people in at the most random hours of the week to get this stuff done. Now, the thing I like about ministries like this is they're not really thought of. Like it's a byproduct of just someone thinking, let's put something there so that it looks nice. Why do you think it's so important that a church looks the part when it comes to these big events, these big services, both in the foyer and on the stage itself?
Because it adds to the experience that members have when they come and even guests. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to an event, let's just use TNS as an example, and you're blown away by the decor and the preaching. Mm-hmm. And especially if they're tied in together, it gives you you experience another level. Mm-hmm. And I think that really helps recruit people to church and also it helps them be filled when they're at church. That environment adds to your whole experience visiting a church and, you know, a conference, for instance. Yeah. So it is important for us to be excellent in order to achieve excellence. And, you know, we're doing it for that reason, God.
I think that was the perfect point there, was to achieve that excellence and to show that we actually care. Like, the big thing that I got from TNS, like the response to the stage and the response to the decor, was the visitors said, wow, it looks like they actually tried. And yes, that was a big deal. Like, and that, and I agree with you 100%. I think it adds to that experience of going to church and seeing these guys actually care about their God. Yeah. They care about what's going on here. It's not just a side thought. It's important.
That's really cool. I don't have any questions. Really cool.
And you know what? The team that, you know, we have, we all love doing creative things. Yeah. We all love getting involved. So, you know, we're giving of something. We're giving God a talent that we have. Yeah. So you may look at it as, oh, she got hay and she just set up a stage and she likes doing it. But that's something, for instance, we are good at.
Yeah.
And we are giving that service to him because it's something we're excellent at.
Yeah,
that's
pretty cool.
And it's a blessing for people to appreciate that and to say, great job. We love it.
And it's really cool watching them do it. That, like, when they're like, there's moments where they'll just be standing around and they will talk about, okay, what if we put this here? What if we mixed it with that? And it sounds like there's just so much intricacies that go into it that it's like, oh, wow, this is actually a full production for them. They really care about how this looks and all their ideas end up making the cut. Mine haven't yet. But
they will maybe next year.
I'm still waiting. I'm waiting to come up with the idea. The idea that shocks them. And
to be
like,
fair, I think I said at one of the meetings, I think for TNS, and you're talking about the whole creative side. So how big is your team? How big is your team at the moment of people that you have?
Not very lot. How many?
There are people? Seven of us.
Six, seven of us.
Okay, cool.
Think about that. Seven ladies.
Seven animals.
Yeah.
Like when I say like we
no,
it's back all and out. Forth. Detail and it's detail.
Yeah. It's crazy. They set all that up between the seven.
That's amazing because TNS actually looked fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, genuinely. It was actually really, really good. Because I remember sitting at one, like, part of the meeting and seeing you guys like talking about what where these different things were going to go, what things were coming, what orders were coming in. I can tell it's very, very intricate. It's very detailed in that, but it's amazing to see because like we've been to conferences, we've had TNS at our church and everything was fantastic.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Thank you.
Just no more hay.
No more dead rats, no more hay.
Never want to see another bale.
Although,
of hay.
You have to admit, the hay delivery, the hay pickup, it was very efficient this year.
Phenomenal.
We carried those bales of hay, and yes, I also learned that's what a stack of hay is called.
Mm. Bale.
I was calling them bale of hay.
You're welcome.
You know what? Noted.
There
bales
you go.
Of hay.
Oh,
look at
there
that.
You go.
Look at us.
Everyone's learning tonight.
I've learned about trees. I've learned about hay.
Yeah.
I've learned what trees look good, thanks, Gus, and what don't. So, I don't know. Big lot of learning. Big lot of learning. I need like 3 weeks off. I've learned too much. Oh, mate. Look at you.
Joe unmuted us. Yay!
Hey. Joe put the camera on sometimes. It's the right people. Round of applause to Joe. Round of applause.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah,
but just on that though, but it's we talk about, you know, using our talents for God, and you know, Chris is saying before, like, you know, like some people might laugh at the idea or whatever just because it's just decorations, but when you're using your talent for God, like, there's actually no laughing about it because it's literally to please him, it's to honor him in that.
Yeah.
And like, again, people might look at it like, oh, it's just a decoration, but for you it's no, we've sat down like and even prayed that it glorifies God, like that. There's prayer that goes into it. It's not just the put this there, put that there, and go about your day. There's a lot of planning behind it, so I can appreciate that. And seeing, like, when I looked at TNS, for example, because that's the only event I was here for the last couple months, but everything was specifically put in a place, it was designed, and again, it was to honor him. So I have a lot of respect for it. I think it's really cool.
And it really goes back to the whole, the church is a body of Christ, and everyone plays a part in the salvation of a soul.
Mm.
We say that to our children's church team a lot.
Yeah, that's what we do.
When a kid comes to know the Lord, we try to make it very clear to our team that it's not just the person that sat there and prayed the prayer. It's got everything to do with everything that led up to it. The teacher that made them feel comfortable because they said hi to them, the teacher who sang a song with them and made them have some fun, the teacher that sat them down and gave them God's word, and the parent that prayed. The same thing goes with this. There is the preacher who is preaching God's word, and obviously that is where God's word is proclaimed. But then you've got the choir who sets the spirit right. You've got the IT team making sure everyone can be sounded and lit. And then you've got the creative team coming in and setting everyone's expectation. I think that's the big thing for me. It sets the expectation and it sets the senses to be prepared.
Yeah.
It makes sure that it's drawn to the right place, which allows them to be drawn to that gospel message. And I think that's powerful.
And yeah. I think people, visitors or new people, can see that. They can really feel like the spirit of our church working together. Like they can see the teams yeah. that are all working in harmony to, you know, achieve that. And I know the ultimate end result is, you know, the salvation message. But before all of that, you know, they walk in and they see the ushers. They see how friendly and how caring they are. They see just how everything works together. Yeah, and I feel like we are so honored to be part of the creative team. And nobody sees us. And quite frankly, I'm happy with that because I always...
It's a background job, which is nice.
We like to just get in there and do it and just get out of there.
Well, it shows that no matter what weird talent you have, no matter what you do, no matter what weird thing you do in the background that you think isn't important or can't make an impact, 100% can and can be used for God's glory. So whatever talent you got, go for it.
I feel the same when I do cleaning once a month and I do the mopping. I'm really proud of it. But no one knows that people come in after me and mop straight away because I'm not that good.
I did not know you do the mopping.
Yeah, yeah. But, like, but the thing is, like, I love when, like, coming in, doing a quick mop, knowing that no one is going to come mop after me. It's actually a good feeling. But, like, it's the best feeling. So any kind of talent you got, like you're saying, any talent you got, it's good. Yeah, it's fun.
Use it, ladies.
On the scenes is the best.
Just don't leave streaks next week. But otherwise, good mopping.
Thank you. Good mopping. Good mopping. Thank you. Oh, I'll keep it up. If I see a streak, boom, I'm on top of it. You know what I mean? No mucking around on that. NMA. No mucking around there.
You're a fright.
But what do you mean?
You're mental.
Uncle Freddy's business at NMA filing services.
I've heard that for so long.
Yeah. Bit of a throwy. Way back Wednesday, we call it.
Way back Wednesday. We've also learned a lot tonight. Thank you.
A lot.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to educate.
We're here to, you know, just pass on our humour.
Stop looking at the tree. Oh my goodness.
She's just hoping it will magically disappear.
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Look, I can confirm Chris has stuff in the car to decorate this immediately. So she's just edging to finish this so she can go decorate.
So we just brought a few things with us tonight. Could you grab the
Very good.
This is going to be a gift to your children.
Oh.
So it sits in your house.
I hope the gift is in the bin. Just. I hope you get a bin big enough to fit the tree in.
There isn't one.
Ah, she wants to shoot me.
Oh, man. So, Ty, just get a proper tree, bro. What's wrong with you?
I got one.
No, the one outside is lovely.
Yeah. Okay.
Compared to this, yes.
Yeah, it's a glamour. Yeah.
That's definitely an...
It's better than nothing.
Yes, lovely.
It's an encouraging progress.
Yeah.
Encouraging
I'd love Goose to rate the outside tree.
Right now.
Yeah, go.
Right now. Of course, we'll give you we'll three theaters, bro.
This episode's going to have a lot of editing, man.
Okay, nah, what's for?
Because we've got to put photos up.
Oh, yeah, photos and stuff. Okay.
You don't do any of that. You come, you sit, you talk, you leave.
What did you rate the tree?
I rated one of my higher ones, the
nine. Wow.
Yeah. Thank
all
you.
All right.
I like the Hadaket next to it.
The Hadaket.
That was awesome.
I love the sock in the corner. No, the one up top.
The stocking. So is Hadaket the word of this year or last year? I don't remember.
Mashekel
is this year.
She finds it very funny when I say Mashekel.
Oh, Mashekel? Yeah.
Mashekel the Eile.
Mashekel the Knise, Mashekel everything.
It's a good word.
It's always Mashekel.
There's always Mashekel.
Again, another good sermon from you. Thank you.
Well, as my teta used to say, is a fi Mashekel, ma fi Rimon. Get out of there.
Oh, very true.
Yeah,
not bad.
Apparently, I said that properly and not buckled.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Okay. Well, ladies and gents, that's another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. Stat, where can the people find you?
Follow me at Faith Baptist Church, Regent's Park. None of the social media rubbish. You see me at church. You find me there. I'm back from Melbourne. You see me at church.
And ladies and gents, make sure you get your Christmas stuff sorted. Get booked in for 2024 with the tree dresses. You find them on Instagram. No, not 2024. No,
2024. Yes,
2024.
Did I do something wrong?
No, 2024.
I didn't want to book you in this year. You guys are booked out.
We're booked out.
I'm very excited for the time you come set up my tree, so I can just worship it.
Can't wait for next year. I'm
just gonna put that out there. I'm very excited. Very excited.
Contact the tree dressers for 2024. Get your bookings in early, because if you don't, you're going to be missing out and you're going to have to put up your own tree. Or if you would like me to come and do it for you, you can get something as beautiful as this. All right, ladies and gents.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us, ladies.
Thank you so much for having
us. It was a lot of fun.
It was.
We'll catch you guys next time. Thanks for having the chat.
Take it easy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we start the whole podcast.